Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Y'all know what it is. We back in the building. It is Thursday.
My favorite day of the week. My absolute favorite day of the week.
Yes, indeed.
There's no other day of the week besides Thursday for me.
Welcome, 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 one and all to Dating University, where we talk, man, listen, my gosh, y'all, I'm so happy we back. I am so happy we back because I've had a lot to say. I got a lot to say.
But I have a lot to say today.
We're gonna forego that for right now. We're gonna get into our intro like we always do. And thank you one and all once again for tuning in to Dayton University. I'm your co-host, Professor Charles. Follow the link. We're on social medias. Follow us along with my beautiful co-host. Oh no, it's this way now. There we go. Bow to my right.
I am Professor Brittany, everyone. Hello. Follow me below at Professor Brittany underscore DU. Please. Absolutely. And thank you.
Absolutely. And we are, again, Dating University, where we discuss the good,
the bad,
and the ugly
of all things dating and relationships.
Yes, indeed.
Girls, it feels so good to say that again. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right? Wow. Right? It's been too long. Thank you to all of our podcast listeners. Yo, y'all did mad numbers.
Oh my gosh.
For our first show back after our hiatus, man. Like, we really appreciate y'all. Continue to listen to us, share us, favorite us, wherever. Again, this episode is brought to you by us, Dayton University. Go to the shop. We got brand new shirts. We got brand new hoodies, we got brand new mugs, we got brand new gear, we got it all over there. So yes, hit the links in the description, anywhere on our socials, here in the chat, here in the stream, YouTube, everywhere. So hit the link.
You have to buy merch because Charles has put his blood, sweat, and tears into designing the hoodies, designing the backpack, designing our cups, our mugs, he's done the damn thing, and I'm very proud of him. I should have worn my shirt tonight, but I wanted to be cute.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Thank you. We do have a guest this evening, as y'all can see. I'm going to let Professor Brittany introduce our guest.
And I'm going to let the guest introduce himself.
Yes, boo.
We are so thankful. See, here's the thing. I'm starting already, y'all. It's already 7:30 something, and I have some stuff to say. Oh. So, hi. Speaking of, thank you to Ayana. I have put out a post to solicit single men for tonight's episode. And you know what's funny? Let me say this. I have to say this. Up and down my social media timelines, whether it be Facebook, cut the check, Instagram, cut the check, Twitter, do the same, TikTok, you already know. Single men to my left, single men to my right, single men everywhere, posting problematic things just to get some likes and laughs and loves. So I'm assuming, right, that if you already are taking advantage of these platforms, that you would love the opportunity to further your exposure by coming on Dating University. But alas, when we send out the message to the people, you're camera shy. Mm. You don't want to go viral. You don't want to cause any ripples in your family, your friends, your work. It all sounds like some BS to me, some excuses.
Sound like you scared.
I'm just gonna say that. So I have to call out the classroom on that.
No, they scared.
Because I'm not pleased. I'm not pleased.
They Facebook gangsters. They typewriting gangsters. Yeah. They ain't got the heart to come on here. Like, my man, look.
We're going to get to you, but we had to get it off our chest first. I just find it so amazing that when the opportunity comes for women, we show up. The women show up for Dating University because they want to educate not only, you know, the men, but they want to empower each other and they want to get the message out there. So the same applies for the men. We want that for you. This is a very safe space. This is nowhere to be shy. This is a place where you can really express yourself, be who you are. And guess what? Me and Charles are going to rock with you. If I don't agree, guess what? I'm going to still rock with you. I may say some words, but I'm going to still rock with you at the end of it. It takes courage to do this. So without further ado, thank you so much, Ayana. You're watching the show, for bringing our guests to us, the brave, the bold, the handsome, the debonair. Come on, Shaq, introduce yourself, buddy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. First of all, Shaq, follow me or Big _. I'm not big on social media, so you're not really worried about me with the Twitter fingers and all that. But I love to converse. And I love to gain knowledge from the people that are out there and gaining experience, maybe the same way I am or even different. So thank you. I feel like I can possibly give my opinions, my thoughts, but also can learn a lot from you guys and whoever else joined the call. So
I can't wait. Give it up for Shaq, y'all. If you're watching, put some hand claps and put some hearts, put some love, show them some love. We're glad to have you here.
Absolutely.
So Shaq, we're going to start with the icebreaker. We're going to start with the icebreaker, and we want you to be as honest and open as you want to be. So, You're single, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Define dating as a single man with a song. Give us a good song title that describes your dating life as a single man.
Well, me personally, I'm an R&B head, so If I had to do an R&B song, it would be hard. But I'll do a song that's personally something dear to me. It's William Murphy. It's Working. It's a gospel song, but it's something that I listen to. I try to listen to often, or when I feel down, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It talks about reaping what you sow, and you know, when it's your time. I feel like as a man, me working on myself first. If I plant the seed and I do the work, I get the results that I'm looking for. So if I had to do a song, it'll be.
Okay, all right. So we got a little audio issue, but you know, hopefully that'll kick back in and you'll be good. So yeah, we appreciate that, man. I wouldn't even think to do a gospel song for like how my dating life is going, but I get it.
I was in the gutter, not gonna lie.
I was damn sure in the gutter. Like that's what my mind was.
I'm an H-Town knocking the boots guy though, so I thought it out.
Okay. See You After Dark song. We like that. Can you sing, Shaq? Are you a singer?
I do karaoke.
Ladies.
Oh, and he ain't scared to embarrass himself.
Ladies, if you're watching this, and we get playback all throughout the week, Shaq. Mm. So tonight, tomorrow, over the weekend, we have our guests tune in. So ladies, if you're watching, Shaq is single and he does karaoke.
For sure.
Make sure by the end of the show you drop your contact info, so that if women are intrigued by your voice, which is nice, and by your face, which is nice, they can hit you up.
Let's see how it goes.
You know, women love karaoke. What's your go-to song?
H-Town Knock.
Oh, that's your karaoke song.
Absolutely.
Oh man, you get up there. I mean, because that song just—I mean, that's as soon as the song. I mean, you don't even get to the third bar, and the song just comes on. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
ladies, just know if y'all go out, he's starting off at 100 miles an hour. Okay, can you keep up? I like it. So yeah, you took us for a curve, for a spin with that gospel song. So we appreciate that. So tonight we are going to talk about being single as a man. Okay, we're going to talk about discussing how dating opportunities for heterosexual men are diminishing as relationship standards rise. That's tonight's show.
It's tough.
Charles, do you want to start us off with our first segment?
Sure. second. So, with this segment, like we're gonna read a thought, and we want your perspective on how you feel about it. All right, so tell us how you feel. So the first one is 95% of women prefer a man who is open to their emotions. True, false, somewhere in the middle?
Well, me personally, I think it's true. And it should be. Because at the end of the day, I know women tend to lead with emotion because I'm more worried about the other 5% that don't care. Because
that's a dangerous 5% out there.
Yeah, dangerous 5%. The connection that people tend to be with is usually emotional. The only scary part about emotions and people wanting emotions to be considered first is emotions change. And to be able to adapt and understand that, you know, individuals' emotions can change. It, are you willing to be able to stay on the pendulum that's going to keep moving up and down on a regular basis? So I think women have a man that considers their emotions. But my biggest thing is, if I consider your emotions, but the outcome isn't what you want, do you still penalize me for not fulfilling that desire that your emotions are carrying? And I think that's one of the biggest misperceptions and misunderstandings that we have today, especially in dating.
Yeah, I agree with that. I honestly agree with that, you know, because we get blamed for not being emotionally open, and then sometimes we get blamed for being emotionally open, you know. And it's
I've witnessed that. I'm not gonna lie.
Where's the safe space that we were promised? You know what I'm saying? Like how do we continue to be the emotional, intelligent person that you want us to be, without feeling like it's being weaponized against us?
Yeah.
You know, how do we navigate that?
That's good.
So Charles, as a man, I'm sorry, go ahead, Brittany. I apologize.
No, I'm just wondering, you know. It's sad that men feel like they don't have a safe space with their partner. My follow-up then is, why linger in a situation that's not serving you emotionally then?
Again, it goes to one of our next points. What does it say? Men represent approximately 62% of dating app users, lowering their chances for matches. If we are more than half of the dating app users, and we're more than, you know, we're trying to meet people, women in the streets, in the stores, in the clubs, and everywhere else, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we get shot down. It's like, now I got a man, or, you know what I'm saying? Or it's just like, you may not have a man, you just saying it because you don't want to be bothered, or, you know, I may not be attractive to you. It's all sorts of things. So yeah, it's a numbers game, and we unfortunately saturated the market, and now we just gotta try to, you know, make ourselves stand out, so when we find somebody, we kind of tend to hold on to them, you know what I'm saying?
So Charles, I'll say this as well. When it comes to that safe space, it's unfortunate that, especially in our community, that as you're expecting me to be emotional with you, and I've technically been told my whole life since I was a kid to not be emotional. So it's like, you said a key word, Charles, you talk about emotional intelligence. That's not given, that's learned. And nobody can, especially with the absence of, as a young man, not the same. I feel like a young woman's first love should be the father. I think a young man's first love should be a male figure as well, because really learning to love a man as a man will teach you more intelligence, because of the common denominator and the understanding. So I'll literally tell any woman this, like, why you? Why should I be comfortable emotionally with you? Because I don't know Charles. It's my first time meeting Charles, but I would cry on Charles' shoulder before I cry on thousands of women. Outside, basically my mother, but outside of my mother or somebody, a woman.
That's real. That's real. That's real.
From us, that from a space that you never have given, but you're expecting us to just give it to you. Who are you? And I think, I personally think no man should cry on no other woman's shoulder but his wife's, because she vowed to protect his emotions, took a vow to, not somebody that's just playing up with me or telling me they want to be with me, because talk is cheap. But what do you do with those emotions when you're upset? Do you use them against me, throwing back? Do you use them as a sword? And at the end of the day, you know, as a platform, like, I specifically spoke to Charles when I asked that, because me and him could understand, even if Brittany, you'll witness it, but you will never understand the feeling of it, because you can't. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to just, I guess, different. And hopefully you would never use a man's emotions against them. But a lot of people say they wouldn't until they get the opportunity to.
Right. So, and the piggyback off of that, and you said something real, you said something real important, you know, like, and when we're meeting these women, you know, they expect us to be like completely open, and like you said, all of our life we've been told to be closed off, you know what I'm saying? So what space are you creating for us to be safe, but and not just saying I'm here, like, no, that's a trust thing. That's a time thing. That's an experience kind of thing. Like, we have to kind of slow roll into opening up to you, because, you know, just like how women are vulnerable when they become emotionally available, we're the same. When we become emotionally available, if anything, I wouldn't say that we're, you know, we're more, but we are like right neck and neck when it comes to being emotionally open.
I would say for more, because we take a risk every time we open up. Like, absolutely. You know, because and it's a good thing, but it hurts the situation as well. A woman's naturally going to be protected. I don't know Brittany. I never met her, but if I was around and something was to bother her or I see her down, the man in me is going to ask, is everything okay?
Right.
It's a natural thing for us to I guess protect emotion more so show it. You know, I think more so it's like they say, when a woman loves, she loves for real. No, when a man loves, he loves for real, because it's almost like, don't get me wrong, he can become sharper and stronger when he gets that real love. But until he gets it, he becomes more vulnerable. It's like he takes his armor off.
Yep.
And just decides to trust everything that's coming towards him with no
protection. Oh yeah. It's raw. Like, when we are open like that, and, you know, we come across, you know, those hard conversations in relationships, you know, it's emotional. It's a tough thing, you know. We're like, oh shit, I'm exposed. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, how do I juggle, you know, being strong, being manly, and still being soft enough and open enough to, you know, let my emotions in, so my woman can see that I am, you know, vulnerable, and she won't, you know, use that against me, and that will make me stronger, and that will make me, you know, wiser. But it's a juggle, you know, that we go through, and we have to, and we love the fact that we have women who are emotionally intelligent, because y'all have to be as well, you know, regardless of, you know, just like, oh, we're already that. Like, no, y'all have to learn more. Just like we have to learn more. It's a great feeling when you hit that spot of knowing that person is there for you and is not going to hurt you.
Yeah, times are changing, because when I was online dating in 2013, 2014, 2015, the majority of men led with money. So looking at the exterior, you would see men posted up on foreign cars. You would see men holding wads of money. You would see men in, you know, extravagant, lavish places, and this will be every single picture of theirs. When it's time to go out, they choose, you know, the fanciest places, and they put value and time into their money, And so if that's what they're leading with, of course they're going to attract women. Who's not going to like money? Who's not? But we're coming to an age now where I do see a shift. I do see a shift, and I do give credit to men. I do give credit to men for beginning to open up, beginning to utilize therapy, beginning to understand that it's not just money that's going to get the woman and keep them. You have to have more than finances. You really do.
Right, but why do we leave? Why do we leave with money? Why?
Why?
That's the question.
I can answer. Because growing up, for a man, status is his power.
Like, sure.
You can literally, women can say all day long, I want this, I want that. It costs more for an average man to do for an average woman than it does a millionaire to do for an average. Status matters. Because if you're a lame dude and you have money, you're just a lame dude with money, but you're still going to get the women you want. You might not get to keep them because women are willing to use you for what you can have. But I always say, excuse my language, once you give it to me, you can't take it back. I can rack up a man with money and success. He doesn't necessarily need a great woman beside him because he's accomplished his own. So when women think, oh, you know, I can make him better. No, I don't need you to make me better when I'm already good. Like, to be honest, you hear a lot of people that got money. It's a reason why you see them date this girl, date this. Pretty much any woman they want in the world. So why not leave with men, leave with money? Because at the end of the day, you get one thing you can do, I can provide for you. I never said I can promise I can protect you. I can't do nothing, but I can give you a lifestyle that you're willing to either uphold and keep, that your friends can't get, that the average person can't get. You're supposed to leave with money. Now, the thing is, the difference is, Brittany, you could have $1 million and you can't leave with money. Because your money don't necessarily make you a better woman and don't do nothing for me. Because if I have my house, I could be in a one-bedroom apartment, right?
And be satisfied.
If I'm comfortable, what you make don't matter if I can bring you into my space and tell you you don't have to pay a bill. Because I can still provide for you. I can still protect you. You see what I'm saying? But then the guy with the money can put you in a 10-bedroom house, a Ferrari, or a Wraith. Who you going to get? You going to take the guy with $50,000 that's a good man? Or you going to go with the guy that has $100,000 that's a good man? The $50,000 makes a difference. We can't argue that. It is what it is. So men are going to keep
it. Why
you think those boys got all the girls when we was growing up? Why you think the girls, the older guys in our community, because we talk about it like it's not a thing, older guys in our community was picking the girls up after school. And they were making $10 an hour, but it looked like they had more because me, your same age that can't work, I don't got nothing, but he has money. He has a car. He had a busted car, but he had more money than me. She gonna go with that.
I totally understand. So then where comes the disgruntled men that feel like they're being used for money then? Why get upset if that's what you're leading with and women use you for that?
Because okay. Just like Shaq just said, like there's a corner or a good swath of women who believe like all they want is somebody who's making six figures, that has this, that has the car. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you can't take me to this dinner. You can't take me to this. You can't buy me nothing. We just met. Why are we not going on a trip? You know what I'm saying? We like, bruh, I'm making $20 an hour, man. I'm just trying, you know what I mean? Make my little world work. You sit up here, you want the world. I'm trying to work my little slice work.
But if you're portraying that you have the world and the woman uses you for what you're portraying, why get mad?
But most of us don't, though. That's the problem. Most men don't. If you ain't got the money, most men are not going to sit up here in front like they got it.
Brittany, I'm going to front like I got it so I can get that box.
Right, and that's the thing. We're gonna give you the box to get your money.
Why do men get upset?
Because they take your money.
I got a question. So it's okay for me to pay for the box?
You have sex workers. Nothing wrong with it.
No.
It is. Come on, stop. It is something
wrong. Oh, we want your rock. We're not looking for a sex worker. We're not looking for. We had that show. We had that discussion.
Right. At the end of the day, Brittany, let's be real. Right?
No, let's be real.
I can leave my money to get your attention. I don't have to give you all that you see. I just need to get your attention. When you see that,
because that's the only way we know how to. We can't just be like, yo, I like you. Can you be my girl? You like, no, take me on a date. Take me on a second date. Take me on a third, fourth, fifth, five, sixth date. What was this like?
No, right? I'm speaking to the men where they take women on dates, these elaborate dates, and they use up their resources. And once the resources are gone, the woman leaves, they're mad.
Because
there's no communication.
But
there's no communication from the get-go.
We date back.
Go ahead,
Chad. I apologize, but we date backwards. Our first date shouldn't be at Morton Steakhouse.
No.
See, that's the thing. Because you're setting a standard. You don't want to go up. If I got money, right? If I tell you, yeah, I'm juicy, I drive a Ferrari, I got a mansion, da da da. But if I take you out just to get ice cream, that's the first date conversing. The fifth, sixth date should be Morton's, not the first one. So I guarantee if I did it that way and you earned the resources that I have, I'm not wasting them, because you probably went out with me just because I had millions and you wanted a steak. You didn't have no intentions, because y'all not turning down a good, y'all cannot be attracted to a dude. And y'all will literally take that resource and then get mad at him because he said, oh, because he shouldn't have led with his money. If I leave my money, but I only get you ice cream, now I'm cheap.
Do you see the problem that we have? So it's like, what do we do? Only thing we can do is be like, well, here's my way of trying to impress you, and I'm hoping that, you know, you accept the date, and then
so
you
we're
know,
supposed to accept the bare minimum, because
hold on, Come on.
What the hell you mean bare minimum?
I'm just saying, if a woman says, hey, I really enjoy steak, to prove a point, you'll take her to get ice cream.
How about this? Oh no, it's not proving a point. No, earn the steak. Right.
But I'm saying, what if she earned it by day one though?
No, she earns it. How did she earn it day one? You said if we leave with our money, don't get mad if we use it for my money. So if you know I got money, if you're willing to go get ice cream with me and we're having a good time, we can work our way up to that steak.
And that's the thing. What if you have quality conversation? And you really get to know this person, and you're like, you know, I'm really feeling her, and she's really feeling you, and you have it in your heart to genuinely want to take her to go get steak.
What you're saying is because we're feeling,
and then she's feeling us, we should go ahead and go do the steak date.
No, she moved the goalpost just then.
That's what I'm saying. The goalpost moved.
You just moved it because you said if we leave with money, and right. I changed the narrative. I got money, but we go get ice cream to get to know each other. If that conversation is bomb and we have a good time, we can go and get steak the next day. But no, you're talking about because I had
how do we get to ice cream on the first date though?
Because this conversation, like, hey, da da da, let's link up, let's get together. Because you probably expect a steak because you see me always with my boys, we bottle popping, I got millions, but you ain't earned that. So how about you go to this ice cream, we have conversation, and then we have a good conversation, and then the next date we go, because I actually know you're intrigued with me, and I'm into you, you're into instead exactly. of you.
We're not going to keep
ladies,
pouring
you're
out.
Hearing this. You're hearing this. No. You have to earn these dates, ladies.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, it's only,
I'm gonna tell you why I gotta earn these dates.
It makes it genuine, mutually genuine.
Exactly. If we understand that when we take you out on a date, because we're looking for a return on the investment on said date. We are looking for a return on investment. Now, depending on the man, his return on investment, it may be either more time, sex, or a relationship. Those three things. Those are the only... I'm getting ready to cuss forever. These are the only three things that we really... The three things that men are either looking for. And it's the discernment on the women to figure that out. Now, you earn those dates by... If I understand that you feeling me the same way that I'm feeling you.
Sky's the limit.
The sky's the limit. I don't care what it costs. I'm going to go to the ends of the earth. Because why? Because I understand that you're here for me, not here for my money. You're not here for what I'm getting ready to provide. You're not for the, you're not for looking at the car I drive. You're not looking at the amount of the bill or the name of the restaurant that we're going to or the price of the date. We looking at the same way y'all have to discern whether to give up the box, the same way we got to discern whether to give up the money, period.
Read that second stat, Charles. How many percentage of men on dating sites?
Why not?
62%.
Okay. Why not?
Okay, how many? But how many percent? Because we gotta figure out. We have to cast a wide net. Because there's already a group of women who are in committed and sacred and solid relationships. We have to deal with women who are not necessarily in that's playing for the same team. That may be lesbian or LGBTQ. We got to deal with women who are already hurt and don't want nothing to do with us at all. We got women who don't have the time to date. And we also got to deal with the women who want to date, but they want to be flossing. They want to be capping. They want to be, you know, seen. They want to be seen in the place. They want to be finessing. So that's a lot that we got to deal with. So we have to cast a wide net, which is why 62% of us is on these sites to try to find that one person that kind of fits into our square.
I simplify, Charles. In that 62%, you have a percentage of men that really want a relationship.
Yes.
You have a percentage of men that's really swiping left or right for the box.
Yes.
See, you look at the 60%, but you don't look at what that 60%, the accessibility he gets to you that he would never get on a date. Sliding DMs. We don't care if you leave it unread. We don't care if you double tap my DM and watch. If I like you, it's going to be three dots following behind it. You just say, thank you for saying I look beautiful, dot, dot, dot. You're going to always see them three dots follow behind it. Why? Because you give me accessibility to you. And if you think men out here, they're thirsty on it, no, you're wrong. Men know at the end of the day, if we're
not thirsty,
no, you take it as thirst.
Y'all take these buzzwords and y'all make them so freaking nasty.
You take it as thirst. That man's not thirsty.
He's interested.
He don't even got to be interested. See, the greatest thing a man can do is be persistent. See, if a man is persistent, it don't, because he's in your DMs daily, but it's nine other women DMs he's in too.
Exactly. So, what point is persistence annoyance? If she says, leave me alone, and you're still persistent, is
if
that
she
okay?
She says, leave me alone, then that's your cue to walk away.
Look, she's out, but guess what? I didn't hit another DM that filled that 10th spot.
Right. And so, the thing is, you move on, but a lot of men, coming from a woman, a lot of men don't. They take that leave me alone as let me keep going. Let me keep pushing that button until
the part that we have to block
is really saddening.
No,
it's
if
a grown adult tells another grown adult to leave me alone, should be enough to leave her alone.
That's only a part of the percentage though. You gotta keep in mind that's a small part. Cause you got the third person that come on here could be that one person. Me and Charles already said that's not what we do, right? So when you look at that 62%, don't look at that 62% as, oh, men are out there. It's free apps. And it's giving me accessibility to possibly shoot my shot. And you gotta keep in mind, the same people that are camera shy, that you said that they said they're camera shy, are the same people that feel more comfortable hollering at a girl in her DM than he would walk up to her and spark a conversation. That's a percentage of 62, and it's okay because society has given them the right to do that.
Exactly.
And you got to keep
it where we are.
They will never tell you the success rate of that 62 people in them apps though, because guess what? They only tell you the success rate of those people that may have started a relationship. They're not talking about those guys that's able to get their sexual desires off in that 62%, and that's all they wanted and that's all they needed. We don't want to, because guess what? That 60% and that percentage that does that you have to hold those women that are falling for it. You have to hold them accountable as well.
Exactly.
So at what point does it get old?
whenever get old? To who?
Chasing a box. Does it get old for men?
We're hardwired to do. We are hardwired.
You know, the funny thing is, I've always dated older men, and I remember going to a restaurant one night with one of my friends, and there was a 62-year-old man there, and he said, "You know what's sad? I'm here, and I ran through so many women, that now that I find a woman to take me seriously, I can't find one because I've heard all of them in the area."
That is another small percentage of men who are ran through, and that's not everybody. Here's always been my issue when it come to women, when y'all generalize us in this whole thing of like, damn near every man is the same way. We don't look at y'all that way. We don't look at y'all that way. Like, at all. We understand that all of y'all are individuals and a lot of y'all are definitely different. But y'all continue to categorize us as this horrible species.
You just generalize.
How did I generalize you?
You just say you all.
What else he's supposed to say, Brittany? I hate
all women. But that's the thing. When women say that, it's like, all men ain't. Blah, blah, blah. But when y'all say all women, it's like, okay, I'm supposed to accept that. I'm just being fair.
But we also know that all isn't all. We're talking a majority.
Exactly.
No, I understand that. As exactly. Women, I feel like we understand that. But there are times when we say all, then we get the instant rebuttal. All men ain't like.
Hey,
Go ahead.
You represent women, but I might not be talking about you. But the sad part is, you would know who I'm talking about or people I'm talking about, but you won't sit there and accept the y'all as a y'all. Mm-hmm. You know I'm talking to you, but you know it's women out there.
I'm just saying, as long as we both, men and women, can do that, I'm okay with that.
I talk with my hands a lot. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
I do it myself. I don't even like having a conversation with people, and I got to speak the known of. I feel like you're dumb in a conversation then because we're speaking what's already understood, don't need to be explained.
Sure.
Right? So when we speak about y'all, or he might say all, you know he's not talking about all.
You know
his character. Like, I don't even know him like that, and I know he's not talking about all. But one thing about it, we talk about saying how things change. We know how we see a majority of things are going for us. So if it might be all the people that we might have dealt with since we've been,
That's the issue. That's the issue. We are all jaded. Men, women, we are jaded because we've all come across some people that have fucked us over, that have used us, that have abused us, that have tainted our way of thinking, and for the most part, a lot of people don't know how to move on. And a lot of people get stuck in that rut. So every time they meet somebody, they self-sabotage. They always looking for an out because they like, well, this is going to end in flames anyway. Might as well go ahead and do what I want to do, or try to get what I can out of the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then when you finally come across somebody that is genuine, that is good for you, we got to sit up there, everybody, men and women, got to work harder to understand. Like,
yeah,
I got to work past this hurt. I got to work past this. I got to work past this. This person didn't do this to me. Well, he or she did this one thing, and it reminds me of something that this other person did. And now I'm like, I'm guarding up again. Now I'm like, I'm going to treat this person like shit.
I just wish we took a pause. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shay.
Let me tell you a way that we can overcome that, honestly. It literally stop thinking about what it did to you and look at all the things to take accountability for yourself. Because when you do that, that hurt doesn't hurt the same because you're still growing within yourself. I think a lot of times we're quick to speak on what this person did to me. We got to realize that a lot of actions that are done towards a lot of, they're reactive. but we just
didn't active. They're not
possible. And you know, and you talk about emotion, and we talk about women. Like, as a man, like, I've been through a process within myself that I had to hold myself. I only wanted to hold myself accountable. You will rarely hear me speak about bad on any woman I've talked to.
That's good. Yeah.
Only because
I love that.
Heard about what they didn't do, I'm never going to fix the things to progress. Because one thing I'm not going to do is give somebody less of me than I gave to the last person, because they don't deserve that. Exactly. So if I can always take accountability and do the keep doing the good, but do better with the things that I was lacking, that's how I'm going to get what I want. And I'm not going to be hurt doing it. Because the only time somebody can hurt you, you allow them to hurt you.
Give
you
a chance.
Yeah.
That's,
accountability. The same with that inner peace. If you take accountability of your own doings and your own emotions, your own feelings, you can easily erase that. You can't take the hurt away, but you can find a way to ease that pain. You can find a way.
Greg, that's a good point. That's a good point. I think the reason why a lot of times people don't take accountability is because they don't give themselves time to. Going back to accessibility, when things go wrong with somebody, instead of taking time out to kind of reassess, reflect on what happened, because of the accessibility of online dating and these apps and inboxes and social media platforms, it's on to the next. You don't take that time to say, what did I do wrong? I think the time when I really took time for myself, instead of jumping back onto the dating app when things didn't go wrong, is when I took the time to say, Brittany, instead of blaming all these men, because look, here I am single again. If I'm attracting the same type of guy, I can't keep blaming the same type of man. At what point can I say, Brittany, what am I allowing? What am I giving off that's attracting this? But that took time. A lot of people aren't taking that necessary time. It's like, okay, if Susie didn't work out, now it's time for Suzanne. In the same day. But that's
and that's an unfortunate thing that's kind of been like ingrained in, you know, in the male species. It's like, well, when the other fish in the sea, you know what I mean. So we kind of we've been ingrained in that, and like you said, Brittany, and Shaq, because you said the same thing. You know, taking that time to understand yourself, like, what is it that I'm doing that is causing these, you know, almost relationships, or these, you know, potential relationships to fail and to falter. And, you know, what role did I play in it? Where was I not emotionally intelligent enough? Was I not openly available? Did I project my own hurt feelings of someone else onto this person? You know, or did I just, you know, or did I just shut down because something that this person did looks something like somebody else that hurt me?
So accountability is hard, though.
It's a hard mirror to look at.
Nobody wants to look at themselves as their ugliest form.
Man,
like it's crazy how, like, you know, like recipe Kevin Sands, but when he tell people to rate that stuff, you know how hurtful it is for somebody to feel like they're average. What's wrong with that? Why does everybody have to be an 8, 9, or 10? Why can't you be a 5 and 6? But that's why it's the same thing with accountability. When you look in the mirror and you taking accountability of your ugliness, you're a 1, you're a 2, but nobody wants to see that stuff that way. But when you do see yourself that way and you hold yourself accountable, you can fix it, you can heal it, and that's how you become great. You see what I'm saying?
So like,
And I speak about it all the time because it's something I had to do. I speak to whoever. I don't mind speaking about it. A lot of times it comes with condition of us normalizing pain that are actually traumas. And those things play a part in how we resolve issues. They play a part in how we respond to certain things. They play a part of how some people shut down and break down. And that's not good. It's not easy. But you're expecting somebody to be whole when you're not whole yourself.
When you not whole yourself.
Yeah.
And we put on these rose colored glasses at our own selves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We lie to ourselves.
We lie to ourselves constantly. We come up with the whole thing. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I got a degree. I got 2 degrees. I got a nice house. I got a nice car. I'm a boss at my job. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm do good in the community. Like, yeah, what I always say on this show, Brittany, them shits don't make you nothing but marketable. It don't make you dateable.
Yeah.
It don't make you dateable.
The best relationship is when you have two or more, depending on your relationship style. Amen. When you have people in a unit and they both take accountability for their own actions. Absolutely. When I say my marriage to my husband is smooth sailing, people are like, oh, your first year is going to be so hard, it's going to be rough. No.
Why does it have to be sailing? Why do we have to always lead with trauma love? Like, why do we have to do with the struggle love? Like,
right.
Why
when I'm wrong,
be like two people who are semi-healed get together and be like, oh, I still got a little bit of shit. You still got a little bit of shit, but we're going to work on our shit together. Right. We're going to work on our shit separately, and we're going to be stronger for it.
Right. And I learned from him because if he does something wrong, he'll lead with I'm sorry for blah, blah, blah. It takes a lot to say I'm sorry, but it takes even more to say what you're sorry for. What it is. I can say I'm sorry all day. But when you can say I'm sorry for, insert the action, that hits.
That's the difference. That is a huge difference because you're showing your mate that you understand where they're coming from.
And you acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
So let's get into some of these comments because we can talk all night, but they've been going off in these comments. I'm gonna scroll up a little bit. Okay, so one person that we always ask to come on the show that never came on the show, and we always, you know, he won't never come on the show for some reason. He said, good convo don't mean you get a tomahawk off the jump. All right, cool. I get that. That's fair. Let's see. Oh, yeah. One of our favorites, Ania, said, before this article came out, men were saying it was 50 million women to one man. So... yeah, 50 million women.
It was a scare tactic. It was, because even I experienced that when they would say, oh, I'm a good catch. It's about 20 of y'all to one of us. Because it got me scared.
That goes to a whole other question, but I think that will like open up an entire can of worms. Who's surprised, men or women? That's a whole thing. We're gonna get into that later.
Please, I'll speak on it.
I will definitely speak on it. let's see. What do we got here? All right. Maritza says not all men are the same way. Okay. Your favorite guest host said this is a losing battle, fellas. Here's my thing about that. There's no losing in having a conversation. Even if that conversation is dissenting, even if that conversation is contentious and not always it comes to an agreement on both parties, it's a conversation. And it's not something that's going to be fixed, you know, today, tomorrow, 10 years, 15, 20 years from now. It's not.
The sad part is that he has to feel that way. That's the thing that bothers me the most, that a man still has to feel that way while you got men explaining themselves. Like, oh, actually, this is a part of vulnerability too. That's why a lot of them won't get on this camera when they say that, but he still has to feel like it's a losing battle.
Yeah.
Because it's almost we're saying it, but instead of hearing and understanding the man's perspective, is you're listening from how you feel or how women feel as a whole versus listening to how the man feels, and that's the only way it's going to change.
Yeah,
you know, so, and that's
leave it to some women. They feel like nothing they do is wrong. They have no reason to have accountability. They're open. They're, you know, they're this and they're that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You have to deal with your life how you have to deal with your life. You have to deal with the men or women in your life the way you deal with the men and women in your life. And how that shows up, it's on you. It's not on us. It's not on Shaq. It's not on Brittany. It's not on me. It's on you.
Right. I think the disconnect is, like tonight, you're talking about being a single man. I can't speak to that. So when you give your perspective, I'm quiet. Mm-hmm. Are there times I want to be like, but, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it's all about, if we're really going to get to understanding each other, there are times where I'm going to have to be quiet, where I'm going to have to listen to your perspective and respect where you're coming from. Like when women come on and, you know, we give our perspective, our goal is that men at least listen and hear and be receptive to it instead of jumping in trying to mansplain why this is happening. You got to at least listen first. At least let us get out what we're going through, because if you see a group of us going through the same thing, at what point can you be like, well, damn, this may be something that's happening. So likewise, if you give your perspective of being a single Black man, I'm all ears. Mm-hmm. I'm all ears. And I think that's where the disconnect comes from. We're listening, but we're not trying to comprehend.
Because we're listening to respond, because you know we got to get our point out. We got to make sure that some y'all hear what I have to say, because what I say is important. It's me, baby. It's me, and that's another huge thing when it comes to this disconnect. It's a me thing. It's like you got to understand where I'm coming from. Like, well, can you at least, like you said, Brittany, can you at least hear what I have to say? Because your experience may not be my experience.
I think we're battling with each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we need to start battling together versus against. So, like, you know, because a lot of times we're probably saying the same thing because we want the same end goal. We just don't. We just want to go on our route to get there. And I think a lot of times people aren't willing to compromise because, like you said, it's a winning battle, but we're not here for a battle. It's a war. So, like, wars are long term. This one argument, this one debate is not going to resolve it. It's about how do we be able to compromise to a certain extent. And I'll say this. I understand where the women come from because I get it. But the thing is, when you say you want a man, like, you have a husband, right? Mm-hmm. How you feel matters. But if you trust that man to lead your feelings, but he leads the logic, and you might not get the results you want, but you know he listened to you, but you still have to go his way because he's foreseen it in a different matter. If you trust him, you're going to let him lead. I think in his conversations, we have a lot of people that don't trust the perspective of the other person. So therefore, it's always a counterpunch every single time. If you're talking to, and you don't even know how to, people don't even know how to separate the difference between a male and a man. Because we're all in the same category. So it's like, you've been hurt 3 or 4 times. I get it. But I put in the work on myself where I might try to lead you in a different way, but you won't let me lead because that male hurts you. So when you hear these guys and they're being vulnerable, speaking about what they want, I look at it sometimes, unless they're being ignorant, I'm looking at it for how they're speaking to want to be the leader, want to take that pressure off this strong woman and actually allow her to be femininity and vulnerable so she can trust me to lead you in the direction, you know. But it's so hard because, like you said earlier, we don't do the healing part, but we don't trust, we don't believe the people. It's not like Cap, it's too good to be true when it's not, because Brittany, like I said, you're married, so you know that you've been on these apps, so you know what I'm saying is true, because you found a way to heal and trust this man, and he could have been Cap, 100% Cap. But he had the ability to prove to yourself. But I guarantee you, he had a vision before you trusted him. He had a plan before you trusted him. I hate to say it, but y'all, as women, y'all fall for what. But y'all don't vet men well enough. At the end of the day, I hate to say it, but you don't vet men well enough to understand that what he says matches with his actions. You know, and it's unfortunate because I'll tell you like this. I just became that person I think woman deserves to be with for the rest of their life. And I'm still working on that. And that's just me saying that I took accountability and I put myself through these works. I'm not out here trying to put myself on the market and none of that. I'm just telling for guys that might be in relationships or seeking one, you got to put in the work, because I guarantee when you put in the work, you can be as stern as you want to be on your beliefs. And some woman's going to allow you to lead them in a direction.
You know? I just think people aren't vetting people. Like, I've talked to a lot of single men and they talk about leading up to the date, and just from hearing how they describe the interaction, I know shorty's not feeling him. So I'm just like, why are you shocked that she took you on a date and spent your money and ghosted you? She wasn't in, you didn't vet her well enough.
So that's fact. That's fair. That's fair. That is 100% fair.
She picked up and we talked and she barely said two words. But then when I said Fogo the Child, she lit up like a Christmas tree.
That's his fault.
Like Shaq said, that's his fault.
That's his fault.
No, I'm not saying I don't feel bad for him either. I'm just saying people aren't vetting their respective partner.
Let me say this I'm straight up. Don't spend more than you can afford to lose in the first
place. Amen. You gotta treat dating like the stock market. Don't play if you can't afford it.
No, let's be real. Let's be grown up about money, right? Bro, you go spend $200 on a dinner. She did not use you for your money, bro. If you don't got $200 for a dinner, you shouldn't win anyway.
Facts.
Like at the end of the day, like we keep throwing this. She's a gold digger. She only used for her money. My nigga, the average man make $40,000-$50,000 a year. You don't got no money to use.
Exactly.
Wow.
Let's stay in this conversation.
No, but I said, fellas, I guarantee you, bro, don't take her nowhere that you don't think that she can take the check. Because that's when the pressure comes on. Because at the end of the day, like, to be honest, going on a date is not that important that you have to pay a bill with. Because at the end of the day, like, it's not going to start off well anyway. Because first of all, your priorities, can I curse on here?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, excuse my language. Your priorities are fucked up already. So you're already showing that you're not capable of doing things as a man anyway because your priorities are messed up.
Well, the thing is, it's not just the $200 date. That's just one. When you're trying to entertain multiples, the $200 adds up. So after a while, when you spent $2,000 and you have nothing to show for that.
Yo, it ain't.
Ain't no way, my boy.
That's when it becomes a problem.
I'm out here just double dipping and taking $200 dates for five different women.
You don't hear, if you got it, you don't hear a man talk about she used me for my money. Because when you got it, come on, to be honest, I believe in accountability. I hold my fellas accountable because I hope women let me hold them accountable. They're around me as well because I want to be held accountable. But I'm not shorty. I don't care. Look, you said what you want. I don't make a whole lot of money. I don't make a little money. I do okay for myself. But my priorities are straight. You're going to fuck with Shaq. Because I can cook a steak. You feel me? So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about that whole, like, we going out to look good and you take out. Taking a picture of the, and I'm not even in the picture. That's right there. Yeah.
That's a red flag. Right. Like, well, we going to put you in the picture, Shaq. So do you want the woman to take a picture of the steak and you at the same time?
Damn right.
I'm paying for the steak. My face better be beside the steak.
I'll be here in the picture. I'll be right here in the picture. Like, hey,
y'all go to karaoke
it's me.
Shaq buys you drinks and buys you a meal. Take a picture with Shaq. Post it.
Not necessarily that serious. I told you I only just
post it.
But I'm just saying, like, I see more of a. You said these people are being used because they're not vetting well. And I think it's almost similar. Like, to be honest, I think you should be keeping who you're dating to yourself until you engage in marriage in the first place. Because I'm a prime example. It hurt me in relationships because they use things I don't post. But they got defended when I told them the moment I posted my last girl or this chick before, you should see how many DMs lit me up. And one thing about me, I know what space I'm in life. You don't take a drunk to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take a recovering alcoholic to a bar. So I don't put myself in. I feel like if I'm not ready to move on from, I'm not gonna put myself in places that's gonna get my temptation there.
Mm-hmm.
And social media, let's be honest, social media is one of accessibility. I'm not cute until I got something beside me or I post an accomplishment. Like, yo, you don't understand how people light up. Like, you could be in college, you watch girls walk by, dudes walk by all day long. You never say nothing to them. You don't see them. They've been there 4 years. You see this this little girl, she decent looking. She got a dude holding her hand. Like, damn, she all
right. Right.
You don't right. really you don't really know right. value. Somebody puts a value on it.
Right.
You see right. what I'm saying? Like, it's
right.
It's that, that's,
that is so true. That, I mean, yeah. The value of things is the things that we can't attain. You know what I'm saying? That's how we value things. If it's something that we cannot attain, then that thing has a lot of value. Man, listen.
Shaq, are you single by choice?
Ooh, good question.
It's hard to say. Because I feel like I could ask somebody that would take me seriously. But I feel like I'm not in the space to be asking nobody to take me. So, like, yes and no. Like, I feel like I'm in a position where I've proven myself or I put myself out there in a way where I could be in a relationship. But I still got some self-me that I'm doing that. Like, when I'm doing me. I got to get me free. Like, I got to wait till my bark not barking as loud. But I don't feel like barking. You know, I got to make sure that, you know, I'm becoming more secure within myself. Because I said all the time, like, one of the worst things could ever happen to me, and this might sound like cap, but is to be blessed with the ability to have access to multiple, like, women in my life. Because it hinders your judgment when it comes to
it does.
Selfish. It does. You could be ready. And I had a friend tell me one time, Jack, you're not waiting for the perfect woman, you're waiting to be perfect. You know, and I'm like, damn. And I didn't, you know, I took it, but I would say by choice, yes. But I could say, like, God has blessed me with some, like, good women in my life. But I think I say for a man, it's not about time, it's timing.
Sure. So, you know,
it's all about God's timing, man. I'm telling you, it's. I mean, y'all know, you know what I'm saying, we've been doing this show for 6 years, and a lot of y'all who have been here know my struggles of how it was. And, you know, a lot of the times, either, you know what I'm saying, I was in something jacked up, or I was by myself and I was trying to fix me. You know what I'm saying? You know, thank God I got to the point where I did fix me enough that, you know, the person that I'm meant to be with showed up into my life, and I honestly couldn't imagine my life without this person. So, you know, it's good that you're doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You're taking your time and you are taking accountability for yourself. You are learning who Shaq is, and working on Shaq to become the best Shaq that he can be.
Yeah.
And the part is, I said this though, and I'm blessed and fortunate that I can afford to. If that makes sense, because I have a plan.
You can afford, your audio went out. You can afford.
I can afford to wait.
Yeah. Like,
I don't have to rush. Like, you know, I got a house. You know, I purchased my house in 2020, and I have nothing on my walls for a reason. You know, like, so, like, I can literally afford to wait because I have plans. I have goals. And to be honest, yes, I do believe that the right woman can help you attain them. But at the same time, until I get myself disciplined enough on tasks to accomplish a few more, I got to have that self-confidence and that self-discipline before I expect somebody else to put me to the next level. And I'm working, you know, so.
I get it.
Yeah.
So. I get it. And being alone, Shaq, and being single, do you ever have moments where you feel lonely?
Hell yeah. But it's a different.
You know what? I appreciate you being 100%.
I appreciate the honesty.
I really appreciate that, because if a lot of people come on, a lot of people would probably come on here and say,
I'm good. But I don't care about how the people watching feel about it, because I know me being honest can help somebody else be honest. And if I could touch one, I could touch 10. I don't even know how many people are watching right now. You know, like, do I feel lonely sometimes? Hell yeah. But at the same time, sometimes that loneliness is darkness, and sometimes I get to actually take that time to be hold myself accountable for things that I might not be thinking about on a regular basis, because I could be skewed. I could make a phone call and somebody come over. But that's only
tip. You, I was about to ask. Does it always have to occupy?
My God. Yo, it's like he's like he lived my life, yo.
Like I need that, and I have the access to do that. I have the access to do that. But the greatest part is when I choose not to do it, the best outcomes for me come. Because yeah. I get to focus more on other things, like something is like cleaning or trying to fall asleep on time. Like, you know, just preparing to be better tomorrow, you have to start today. Like, you know, because I could definitely, and to be honest, you know, I believe in that post-nut clarity thing. So, like, sometimes I need to sit there and hold on to that one, you know, because it gets me more focused. Then I might go downstairs and work out or, like, you know, just anything. So,
yeah.
Man, it's nothing wrong with being lonely, because that's the only place to find people. That's the only place to find people, because people want you to bring peace to them. You got to have peace, and that's how you be able to navigate who's disturbing your peace or not. Because if somebody, you can't be relying. You know, I lost the one person that I knew, woman that I know I could rely on for anything. Even when she couldn't give me nothing, she gave me life. That's my mom. So that peace right there alone is like, I get to have those times where, like, I'm reflecting on the things I've been through growing up, life, and I get to see, like, how did those things affect me getting to where I'm at or to where I'm going. And so, and the sad part, I've been lonely with somebody. And that's the crazy part about it. So, like, I've been laid up with somebody and felt lonely.
So Shaq, do you have a lot of single guy friends in your circle, and if so, what do y'all talk about? I've always been curious what a bunch of single guys talk about when they're amongst each other.
So in the last, starting about September last year to November, I started like really shifting the narrative of my conversation with my boys. We can talk about how thick a chick is and all that shit. I'm past that. We do talk about accountability. You know, he said, don't tell her, bro. No, because I can tell her, because if it's real, because they won't believe it if we talk. A lot of times, women don't understand how much men do hold each other accountable. Like,
they don't never think that we do. They don't.
And that's why it's good that you're saying something, Anthony. Because if women assume, we're assuming because we have nothing to go off of. So now that you have women watching the show, and I'm asking the question from a man, a single man, we're getting an answer.
We're not just sitting here talking about sports and women all day. Like the last conversation, I had one of my boys was literally just about accountability. What's his plan going forward? Like, what's he trying to do next? Like, and how is he going to get there? And, like, you know, like, talk about, like, don't get me wrong, we do talk about women, like, but it's so sad.
But it's a different way that we talk about women.
I'm not talking about women. The same type of conversation like me and Charles are responding to here, like. Men do have those conversations, but that's the only safe place we really have is amongst ourselves. Like, because like I said, I hate bringing up Kevin Samuels, but he will speak about things that we literally talk about, but he got ridiculed for him. So of course we speak amongst each other, but then it's hard to really believe what's being said until you see the results. Like I done had married men tell me not to get married, but then I also know how to filter out what he's telling me and how to move forward. So yeah, we talk about money, we talk about careers, some of us talk about family and wanting to be married, like we talk about life experiences, like, you know, like it's, yeah. And to be honest, I think I was telling Charles before we and I know my LB was on here too, I told them like I wanted to start a space where men can come with each other so we can start trying to fix the problems and take control of our community. Only way we're gonna do that is if we come together as, you know, as men. Like, sure. Yes, we need you. We women, yeah, but us.
Yeah, we
men,
lost that art. We have definitely lost that art of men being men. You know what I'm saying? And being in that space of strength, but not overbearing.
Right.
Being open, but not being soft. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a balance that we have to be, you know what I'm saying? So I think us, you know, getting back to that, holding each other accountable, you know, it is so paramount, because we've raised several generations of just mediocre men.
Right.
That these women are falling for these mediocre men and then blaming everybody else, and then they're becoming mediocre, which in turn makes us feel like, well, shit, ain't no real good women out here. Again, it's this perpetual foolishness. I say it all the time, man. We set the tone. We have to set the tone as men. We have to set the tone. You know what I'm saying? Because women only follow when they know that there is a purpose, where there is a plan, and where there's a direction. We can't just be out here calling ourselves kings and we're not acting like it. We're not given the definition of king. We can't.
Well, I said this, Charles. Like, you know, it's so that, you know, like you said, say you and Brittany, right? We have these conversations and they're, you know, and they're going good. But it's about how do we handle it when we start to challenge each other. We treat challenging each other as if it's a bad thing. The thing is, though, it's no different than with her husband. It's don't hold me accountable for something you're not holding yourself accountable for. And I think where the issue comes in is, and I might get critical because it's a, you know, people don't agree with this opinion. I believe in double standards. And I told you this, Brittany, and I talked to you. I believe in double standards, but double standards hold me to it. And I think if we stop thinking that because the standards for men and women are different. At the end of the day, they're different. And if we stop trying to change the game and change the narrative, I'm not saying, oh, a man goes to work and a woman sits in the house and washes the dish. I'm not saying that. But I just need a woman to be the best version of a woman and let me be the best version of a man so we can coexist together. The problem is we're trying to compete in the same game when it's not the same game, and we pick and choose the double standards. Like, women, like, you see how men started competing against women when they do sexting and stuff, and then you complain about, oh, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. We should start treating our life and our relationships and our community the same way. You compete and be the best woman. Let me compete with the men and be the best man. I shouldn't have to compete with both men and women. Because at the end of the day, like, we might say it, but I don't want a responsibility of a woman. And I truly don't think they might say it, but a woman don't want the responsibility of a man either. We keep talking and capping like we equals. No, we're not. Because our roles are different. You can't be equal and have the same role. One of us is the gas, one of us the brake. We got two different purposes, but we can all function together to get to the same place. You need me to get up the hill, I need you so I don't roll down the hill. As simple as that. Like, but we start trying to change the narrative to make each other feel better. No, how are you gonna hold me accountable of being a man if I'm competing with you? Because if the man starts making himself to be more like you, which it's too much raising, which in our community, our women are raising the men, and the men are starting to act more like women.
Preach.
It is what it is, but we keep shifting the narrative to make us feel better. No, stay in your lane and not stay in mine.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in your lane, not stay in mine. We gonna ride in the HOV lane together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's this battle for supremacy that does not need to be there. Yeah. Like, there's a duality. There's a balance. There's a balance. And no one wants to talk about the fucking balance. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You're a boss at work, but guess what? At home?
No.
We're here to do the job for each other. Charles, there's no gender roles.
false, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Well, yes, there are certain things that there are certain things that need to be done.
I can't hear you, Shaq. Your audio must have went out. Sorry.
Yeah, but we are here to help one another.
Right.
One another. Not one help the other and that's it. No, we are here to help each other. We have to get out of this mindset. Like Shaq said, it is so imperative that we understand that everybody has a role and not everybody can be in the same spot. There's a law of physics that two objects cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Why? There's displacement. There is movement. There's this. It's just not going to work. So why can't we have that same exact mindset like Shaq was talking about in our relationships? Why does one always have to try to outdo the other and make themselves higher than? Like, no, we're here to serve each other. That is the definition of submission.
Right.
We're here to serve each other. Where one lacks, the other grabs.
Right.
Where one grabs, the other it's just is what it is.
Bro, I say this, and you know, like you said, you the boss at work. No, I want my lady to be the boss. She the boss of the house, but at the end of the day, I still call the shots. Because at the end of the day, that shows that I know how to pick my battles. I just need to be able to put the final say when it really matters. I don't need to be saying, oh, put this here, put this there. No, baby, you do what you need to do. But exactly. I know you're going to trust me. You got it 9 out of 9, that 10th time that you need me
that
to say.
That's all I need.
Hit it hard, no. Because at the end of the day, it's okay for me to say no when you done got a yes 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, you see what I'm saying? Like, because that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. When I say I'm in charge, like I call the shots. No, 9 times 10, you're gonna get what you want anyway if I'm good. That's one thing people don't realize when like, and I believe in hierarchy and I believe a man's supposed to be the head. Because Absolutely. When a man is good, it trickles down from him. I had a knowledge with one of my friends the other day. I said, could you imagine how hard it would be to cleanse yourself if the shower started at your shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't understand what I said. I'm like, no. Like, if the water hits the head, it can always get to the toes. But if mm-hmm. the water splashes the shoulder, it never gets to the head. You're never as cleanly as you can be. Mm-hmm. So if you're that strong.
Yeah, I like that.
If you're that
strong. Okay, analogies.
If you're that strong. Like, if you're that strong. Play your part and watch how it works. Because at the end of the day, like, and you know, people nowadays, we talk about leading with money. People think money makes you the head. No, you the breadwinner, but you still stay in the same. You still stay in the same. Because Elon Musk said it. I think Warren Buffett said it. A lot of them said it. They said, I didn't go to Harvard, but the people that worked for me did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that means mm-hmm. you have all the money without the knowledge.
Without so the knowledge.
The money don't put you at the top. It actually allows you to keep the body afloat, but you still need the knowledge. The muscle still has to be at the top. Your money don't mean nothing to me.
Right.
You know, like, you just got to, like, that balance, man. Like, we definitely have the ability to be amazing, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like,
but we just got to get out of this mindset of I'm the boss, I'm the man, I'm the woman, I'm this, like, man. We got to get out of it. Like, this is why we continuously have these conversations that ultimately go nowhere, because we all retreat back to our respective camps and we, you know, we fight from that corner.
And that's why I said this, Charles, as a man, I'm learning this too. And I've learned about watching, like, paying attention to successfully married men.
Yes.
Men.
Yes.
The problem is, you know, we go back to that whole happy wife, happy life thing. It's cool, but it's so one-sided to the point where you could not see where that man is becoming so empty that he has nothing to pour down. So therefore, the flow starts, like I said, if it doesn't run from the top, the whole body's not going to get washed. So when we look at that, the analogy with if a man is good and he's solid, people are going to be attracted to him for being solid. And that's what I try to tell, like, I'm starting to tell him, learn about myself. If I'm good, I should be putting me first, mm-hmm. not my baby, not my wife, none of that. I should be putting me first, because when I'm good, everybody else is good. When I'm eating, everybody else eats. But when I stop eating, the food tends to run out. So the man can put himself
and you can
work.
Defend your position, sir. Defend your position. I need to hear this. Anthony said you still have to be selfish. Even
he wants to be a co-host so badly. Come on the show, Anthony.
Yo, defend your position, bro. Matter of fact, hold on. I will send you a link to the show.
We can have a married show and have him on here.
I need that. Defend your position.
Because at the end of the day, when I'm telling you, like, and it's just something about, you know, we in our community here, like, the woman's the backbone of our community. She's the backbone of our community. But when it's time to say, be the backbone, you want to be the head, which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna pose this question.
Okay, please.
With the rise of single men, can we speak to the deficit that the men have and why they're single? Take the women out of it.
I think a lot of
men. Mediocrity.
I think a lot of men are single because they really not ready to be in a relationship anyway.
They're not ready.
Like,
they're chasing perfection. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they're chasing a dream. The ones who don't feel like they have to change, or the ones who, like you said, are deficit in the skills that's needed to maintain a healthy relationship, are looking for one-sided relationships.
Let me tell you why. That's not even
a relationship. That's a dictatorship.
I think I know what the deficits are and the hardest obstacle to get over. Good men and bad men get the same results. As long as we can get what's between that woman's leg, we're going to continue to do what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that it hinders us. It really hinders us because I got a dude that ain't doing nothing with himself. I call them homeless sexuals. Like, you know what I mean?
Them homosexuals is real, yo.
Yeah, like, he out here laying with, because some women, that's all they need, right? But then you got, okay, we're going to say, we got Future and Russell. They're both getting the same results because they both got the same girl.
Mm.
So how do one change if I'm still having access to what somebody has more than me of or less than me? Because I can be good. I'm comfortable right here.
Mm-hmm.
And some people aren't. Some people aren't ready for, because relationships are hard too. And I'm the type of person, I don't think broke dudes should get any sex, period. To be honest, they should be focused on getting a better base. Like, I know people don't want to hear that, but
I think it'll
put us in positions to be ready to be in relationships. You know what I mean? Because, like, come on, hold it. To be honest, why we not in relationships? Because the reality that y'all, as to me, as women, hold, the standard doesn't meet the reality. Like, they're not on the same, the standard and reality aren't the same things. Like, y'all, mostly, you want the 1%. You know, you want the guy that has this, had this. I remember the analogy the lady did. She was like, okay, you're going to a mall, right? And the women going to the mall, she going on the first floor. This guy's a good guy. He's good looking. Would you like to keep going? She went to the second floor. He's good looking, good job, no kids. Would you like to keep going?
Yeah, yep, I'm going to keep going.
And then she was like, okay, now you can exit left with nothing.
Right.
So the standard value is not there. But if we as men tend to focus on us first and stop worrying about her, and her, we're not going to be single, because to be honest, a woman not going to let us, because they're going to bring their A game. They're not going to bring their traumas. They're not going to bring their hurts. We're not going to have to pay for what the last man did, because we're going to know, probably we don't know our worth either.
Mm-hmm. That's the other part. We don't know our own worth.
And I think that's
a huge part, bro.
Because when we learn our true worth, we're not going to fall for less than, but we're going to bring more than. And the best thing you can do is have men competing over morals instead of valuables. Because we compete with valuables because that's what we feel like it's right. The same way women think men want women with these BBLs and stuff. No, we don't. But the same way we grew up thinking women want the dude with the flashiness in the bag. Like, we're all lost trying to find the same thing. Like, that gold is at the end of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's path to it is different. And I think if men start challenge each other with morals versus valuables, we definitely will be able to get, we'll definitely be able to get to where we want to be. But it's hard because we're society driven, not community driven. We're influenced by, we love and validate more negative things than positive. Like, we love talk, we make mockery of toxicity on the internet like it's nothing. Like, we, like somebody could be down, heartbroken, and we're sitting there laughing and trolling, and you got people that might be out there using it to be grabbed and to be touched and to be heard. Like, we just get broken, because I feel like 95% of people in the world don't deserve to be married. I stand on that.
That's real. 95%.
Put the comment back.
I stand on that because I feel like for a period of time I was part of that 95%. Because I could be honest with myself.
I'm 32. I like Maritza. Maritza, is this your first time watching?
Yeah, I believe so.
Hey, Maritza. First of all, I love your name. And I love your engagement.
It's my client, y'all. That's my client.
Love it, Maritza. Welcome, Dee Dee. It was a great conversation.
But yo, I'm really fascinated by this conversation. We have so much a divide between us, but we have all the resources on both sides to throw to the other side to bridge the gap.
You listening to the wrong people. We listen to the hurt people instead of the successful people. Like, Britney should, people should be listening to, like, women should be listening to Britney because she has, it might not be the blueprint to get them there, at least they have a foundation to start.
Exactly.
Like, now me, I can't tell people how to be the best husband, how to be that, but I can tell them how I got to the version of myself that I am. I can tell you how I started and what I had to do and accountability. Like, that whole being vulnerable, like, I'm not going to bust out and just cry in front of nobody, but I can speak vulnerability to anybody because I feel like I have the emotional intelligence to do so because I know that it helps more than it's going to hurt me. Because you can be like, oh, he doesn't. And one thing about me, I'm not no simp type of guy either. Like, and that's the difference. Anything I'm saying to you guys, like, people tell you I stand on it. Anybody that knows me in the comments tell you this is who he is, because I'm okay with the take it or leave it, you know, because I'm comfortable with who I am, and I'm even more comfortable with who I plan to become.
That's real.
You know,
when you can stand on your own too, as a man, you know what I'm saying, and you know who you are. Like, no one can take you off your pivot, you know what I'm saying? So, fellas, like, take the example, you know what I'm saying? Get on your square, you know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do. Take the knowledge that we've been giving out. Take the knowledge that Shaq has been giving out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get yourself together. If you feel like, because I'm about to wrap up the show, so this is where we go. If you feel like everybody is using you for whatever, you need to really take a hard look at yourself. You really need to take a hard look at yourself. And you need to, you know, work on your accountability, work on your emotional intelligence, work on your own vulnerability. Look yourself in the mirror and say, look, I fucked up. How can I not be a fuck up?
Yeah.
And it's real. And women, I need you to do the same thing. I need you to stop projecting. I need y'all to look in the mirror and look at, like, okay, what is it about me that is not attracting the men that I want? And that's where we begin to heal. You heal yourself, you heal our community. You heal our community, you can be way stronger than what the hell we are right now.
Yeah. And I mean, there's beauty in dialogue between men and women. But I also find beauty in also accepting that we're not going to agree. Mm-hmm. And we can agree to disagree, and I can choose not to engage with you. I think there are times where people try to force a circle into a square. And sometimes somebody's perspective is going to be their perspective, and you're going to have yours.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah.
I have learned to gracefully say, I respect your opinion, and keep it moving.
Find your lane, y'all. Find your lane. All right, so this part of the show where we give our guests the spotlight. Yo, tell us what you got going on in your world, what projects you're working on, anything that you got good popping off. You know what I'm saying? The floor is yours, Big Chat. Rock out.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you. Hopefully, I can come back someday.
Oh, yeah, you official.
I don't really
Did you hear me clapping?
I have like a whole lot of things going on. Still trying. I transitioned my careers in January, so I'm still trying to, you know, get a grasp of that. But I do want to say, like, I think one of the biggest things we have to do really is stop letting your wants overshadow your needs. And I think when we do that, we become a lot more patient. We'll become a lot more understanding, because I truly believe in life, a lot of the things that we desire, we haven't gotten yet, but most of the things we desire, we don't deserve it. And I think that's huge. But yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. Y'all both are dope. I rock with y'all.
We rock with you.
Like I said,
Ayana, you're the GOAT. Thank you, Ayana, for sending him my way. She saw my status.
You, sir, are official. Official professor here at Dayton University, man. We appreciate you,
brother,
for bringing the heat, bringing the real, bringing the vulnerability. You are welcome here anytime. You are summa cum laude. You good in any hood on the campus of Dayton.
Come back anytime. I'm serious. Yes. Come back anytime. Well, and if he's single, so you can hit him up. Well, can you give them your social media so they can hit you up? Hit him up, y'all. So, look, if you get a love connection from Dayton University, you know.
I need my 10%.
You owe me a tomahawk.
I need my 10%.
We're going to the steakhouse. I'm not getting ice cream because I'm lactose intolerant.
No, oh, yeah. And Michael, you up next. Don't play with me.
Take me to get a steak.
Michael, you've been ducking me for a minute. You've been ducking me, Michael.
I do hope the time, because I came up here, I do hope it give more of the guys more confident and more comfortable to come up and speak more, because typing your words are one thing, but hearing your voice and how much it matters and the passion, I think that's what we need to really truly be heard. And we don't get, because you can comment all you want, but if it's 5,000 other ones, people are responding to one, they can laugh at the hardest. So like, come on, fellas, let's do it. Let's have this conversation.
Yeah.
Let's heal each other, and let's put the work in.
Yes, indeed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. We are 30 minutes over time, but this conversation was so amazing. And yes, we had to go over. We thank y'all so much for taking the time out of your Thursday, rocking with us. Thank you to Big Shaq for coming on and being our guest tonight. Y'all, we appreciate you, fam, for real. Thank you to all of our listeners all across the globe, man. We love y'all. Please continue to post, share, like, and comment. Yo, everything that y'all do to spread the word of Dayton University gets us closer to where we need to be. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Again, this episode is brought to you by Dayton University itself. Link is in the description. Link is in all of our socials. Please, 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 if you feel so, go buy a shirt, buy a mug, buy a hoodie. It's hoodie season, y'all. Let's get it.
Who do you want to go on a walk with?
Ooh, wait, somebody said they want to walk.
Larissa, who do you want to go on a walk with?
Ooh.
Anthony, you would want to do a panel discussion.
Oh, shoot. Should we do a Man Cave 3?
Hope I'm invited.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Man Cave 3, y'all. Let's get it.
Oh, Shaq! Larissa wants to walk with
wait
you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's go.
Well. Let's go. So, Larissa, can you do me a favor? Can you, if you see his
info? Oh, I got her. I told you that's my client. I got you, Larissa.
Check, I have your number. Can
I got you, fam.
Just call me, yeah. Bridget.
Yeah, so so yes, y'all. Thank y'all again.
Marissa, can you add me on too?
So Brittany, you have anything?
No, I love this engagement. So keep it going. If we have guests on the show and you're interested in our guests, shoot your shot is all I'm gonna say. Shoot your shot. I've learned during this season, usually I'm very vocal, but I am sitting back. And as a co-host, there's a time to talk and there's a time to listen. And tonight I did a lot of listening. So Shaq, thank you for coming on the show. I think one of the greatest gifts that a co-host can give a guest is the gift of active listening.
So, hold up, hold on. Wait a minute, Marissa. Hold on, baby. Chill out, mama. Hey, yo, this is live. This is everywhere, baby. Hold on.
She is giving out her phone number. Okay. Charles, can you copy and paste her phone number? And I will give it. Again, Shaq, thanks for coming on the show.
You gotta go, y'all.
I hope we were good co-hosts.
Absolutely.
I
appreciate y'all.
Look at you on your pearly whites. Okay. See, here's the thing. Watch this. If the rest of you single men would have come on the show, you never know who would have shot with you.
You never know who in the comments, y'all. Y'all never know who in the comments. Anyway, and then shout out to everybody who, you know, responded. But anyway, I got nothing else, yo. Continue to follow us on our socials, all of our digital service providers. We gotta get off of here and make this love connection work.
Oh, quick. Nice speech, so, she said. It's getting a little steamy over here. What else you got that's nice? Whoa.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Bye. See you.
See y'all.